By the way, the Oneidan line, cracking.
But how long are the sideburns? Like, well, 2 feet?
I was only thinking the other day, it was the first man I ever fancied. It was that Peter Gilmore. I can see him now. Also, I like the bloke in the Virginian.
Virginian?
What the bejesus was the Virginian?
People will know.
He was absolutely gorgeous. He had jet black hair and always dressed completely in black.
Was he from Virginia?
No, I think he was from Los Angeles, and I'm almost certain he was quite... No, I'm not so going to say he was a gay gentleman, because he may easily not have been. It was the 1960s. I've got, don't think anybody was gay in those days.
What's the point of the title is what I'm getting at.
Well, they were cowboys. So I think it was set in Virginia. I'm going to Google that. You carry on.
You can tell she's got journalistic training, can't you?
This will be in the next episode of Answer Me This, a detailed exploration of the Virginian. So you started podcasting way before everybody else jumped on the bandwagon and are, you know, increasingly enjoying the fruits of their success. So I wonder how you feel about that changing landscape.
I like the fact that people now know what podcasts are, so I don't have to spend my entire time explaining what they are. And I like the fact that more and more people are doing them, because I like hearing things that I never would have heard before. But what I don't like is the kind of gold rush times. And I think that's happening more in the States than here, but you have a lot of companies springing up that are like old media companies. So there's layers of people siphoning off money from the creators who are still doing all of the work, and they're getting in the way of the very nice relationship between podcaster and listener, which is quite straightforward when it's just you and them. And so I don't love that so much, because I think also the shows get a bit bland or a bit murdery, and I don't like bland or murdery.
Yeah.
It's funny to describe murdery as bland.
Yes.
Of the Virginian, by the way.
It's you got right. a picture?
Well, it was, hang on a second, starred James Drury.
James, I've never heard of him. I'm so sorry.
Really not. You've been missing out, evidently, on a real dish.
Can I have a quick look, please?
Well, it ran from 1952 to 1971. So I must barely remember it. And they must have shown it on the BBC years after they finished making it.
I don't know. Maybe it was a very early awakening for you.
Oh, no. Yes, well, very early. And it's certainly calmed down a lot since, I can tell you that, Helen. I think James was the guy I really fancied. He used to wear the black shirt and the black trousers. And then Doug McClure was also in it, and I think he had sideburns. Anyway, I don't know what it is about sideburns, but they were something that featured quite strongly.
I'm trying to find a picture of him. So curious about the sideburns. What do you reckon?
Oh, that's a picture of him. Okay, so he's pleasing. I wouldn't say he's drop dead gorgeous.
Do you still feel it, Jane, looking at him?
Quirky twinkle.
I think that's quite a reasonable crush. Imagine how embarrassed people are going to be in 20 years that they had a crush on Justin Bieber. He really wasn't worthwhile.
Helen, no. Talking to someone who had a poster of Prince Andrew on her wall.
Oh, God, no, that is the worst
exactly.
one.
Exactly. So now you know that. We have to shift all our different cultural references to take that into account.
Oh, I'm stifling a scream and a vomit.